Washington. This is VOA News. Israeli airstrike hits UN school sheltering refugees. Afghan presidential vote audit resumes. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. At least 10 people were killed and another 35 injured Sunday at a UN school sheltering displaced people in Gaza. UN officials say it appeared to be the result of an Israeli airstrike. The Israeli military had no immediate comment. It was the third time in 10 days a United Nations school had been hit in attacks that have drawn international condemnation. The United States says its latest is appalling. Israel says it's responding to Hamas rocket attacks being launched from near the UN facilities. Israel's army says more than 50 rockets were fired from Gaza into Israel Sunday. VOA's Scott Bob has more on the situation.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Saturday the ground operation to destroy infiltration tunnels into Israel was nearly ended. Some Israeli ground troops were seen leaving Gaza and redeploying along the boundary with the territory. The military announced that residents of several neighborhoods in northern Gaza could return home. A few returned Sunday, but mostly to recover personal property and inspect their homes. Eman Al-Kahlot, whose extended family of 18 had taken refuge in the UN-run Remal primary school in Gaza, said they would not be going home. She said, "We do not believe what Israel says, because yesterday a family went back, the Israelis bombarded, and they died." Scott Bob, VOA News, Gaza.
A Palestinian delegation arrived in Cairo for truce talks with senior U.S. and Egyptian officials, but Israel said it saw no point in sending negotiators, citing what it called Hamas breaches of previous ceasefires that quickly fell apart. Chinese officials say an earthquake in a remote mountainous region of the country's southwest killed at least 357 people and collapsed thousands of buildings. More than 1,400 people were injured in the Sunday quake, and many people are still missing. The epicenter was in southwestern Yunnan province. The U.S. Geological Survey says the earthquake had a magnitude of 6.1. Chinese officials are blaming poor safety measures for a blast that killed 71 people at an auto parts factory near Shanghai Saturday. The official Xinhua news agency reports the explosion in eastern Kushan City was probably triggered when dust in an enclosed room was exposed to a spark or flame. Deadly clashes between Ukrainian forces and pro-Russian separatists continued Sunday. Officials in Donetsk say six people were killed in shelling between the two sides. Three other people were killed in Luhansk. Meanwhile, the remains of more victims from Malaysia Airlines Flight 17 arrived in Kharkiv Sunday to be prepared for transportation to the Netherlands. The investigators are focusing on recovering several dozen bodies still missing more than 2 weeks after the Malaysian plane was shot down, killing all 298 passengers and crew. Afghan officials have resumed a full ballot audit of the country's presidential election after United Nations-led attempts failed to convince Abdullah Abdullah to rejoin the process because of differences with his opponent Ashraf Ghani. Ayaz Ghul has details.
Commission spokesman Noor Mohammad Noor says the auditing of more than 8 million votes is taking place in the presence of hundreds of international and national observers, journalists and representatives of presidential candidate Ashraf Ghani. The spokesman explained that the framework for inspecting the votes has been developed by UN experts and representatives of the two presidential candidates, and the commission played no role in it. The election dispute began when Abdullah, who led the first round of Afghan presidential election, rejected the outcome of the runoff vote that put rival candidate Ghani well ahead of him, and the Ghani team colluded against him. Officials have denied the charges as unfounded. Ayaz Ghul for VOA News, Islamabad.
A top U.S. health official says the American doctor who contracted the deadly Ebola disease in Liberia seems to be improving. The head of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Tom Frieden, says it's encouraging that Dr. Kent Brantley, now in a special isolation unit at a hospital in the southern state of Georgia, appears to be getting better. Dr. Brantley arrived from Africa Saturday. 50 African heads of state are gathering in Washington for an unprecedented summit, which begins Monday. The leaders of Sierra Leone and Liberia have canceled their trips because of the Ebola outbreak. The four-day gathering is aimed at making U.S. businesses aware of the opportunities for their companies in Africa. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.